Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have a new preacher, Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled Vigilance and the Virtue of Longanimity.
Our reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 39 to 40. But know this, that if the householder had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an expected hour. Why does Jesus talk often about vigilance? How important is watching over and waiting is in our lives? Vigilance, which means wakefulness or watchfulness in ancient Latin, uses the imagery of a soldier standing at his post, or a mother keeping watch over her child. This imagery points us to two things. To be vigilant means there is something priceless to keep watch over. And the one keeping watch has a sacred duty to do so. Many of us do not want to wait, especially if we are uncertain what it is and when it will arrive. Waiting for something, watching over something, is often seen as dragging, boring, senseless, especially in this world where everything is instant. Most of us have convenience at the tip of our fingers that if something is unknown, we Google it. We like to know. We like to be informed. Not knowing causes anxiety to most of us. What more, if we are to be watchful, waiting for something we are uncertain about? We like clear narratives, not prone to misinterpretations. But Jesus, in the Gospel, teaches us otherwise. You may be quite sure that if the householder had known at what time the thief would come, he would have placed a lot of locks in the house, or he may have waited in defense to retaliate. Thus, Jesus' exhortation to always wait, watchful and ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. So, just as the householder does not know at what hour the thief will come, in the same way, no one knows the hour when the Son of Man will arrive. Many people live worried about the end of the world. This pandemic has made us worry about our livestock, wealth, our jobs, our families, and our own lives. Not knowing what struck us, how to live, and how to die gives us not just worry, but mental stress. If I only knew, if I had known earlier, if I could have only been more prepared, and had I known. These are phrases we use when something unexpected happens. And whenever we sigh and say those ifs, we often blame ourselves for not having been prepared. A perennial question that is raised when talking about vigilance is, why can't God just tell us how to live through all of this? Going back to the imagery of vigilance, the soldier and the mother reminds us of our sacred duty as Christians to be vigilant. A soldier keeps watch uncertain if there is a danger to anticipate. A mother patiently waits and keep watch when she could easily leave her baby on a crib and do her normal household chores. But they still keep watch. They keep watch without knowing the future. They keep watch without knowing the what would be. They just do because it is their sacred duty. Spiritual vigilance teaches not only to patiently wait and prepare, but also opens us to the virtue of longanimity. Longanimity is not simply patience. It is extraordinary patience under provocation or trial. It is also called long-suffering. It suggests toleration, moved by love and a desire for peace. It is knowing how to wait, feeling certain that during these trials, God will come and He will fully aid us in our suffering. Longanimity directs the soul towards the good that we yearn. It teaches us to be steadfast in hope because we are certain God is with us. Today, we are reminded to pay attention to the importance of our lives and to avoid waking up when it's too late. Remaining alert doesn't mean living in a state of nervous anxiety. What is important is not to know when all of this will end, but rather being capable of perceiving the coming of Jesus, who is already present in our midst. He is with us if we are only kin. He is with us in the person of the poor, the lost, and the afflicted, and in so many events of everyday life. Vigilance reminds us not to look from afar. Jesus is with us. He is watching over us.